All right, let's dive into this luxury hospitality in Africa thing. You sent over an episode transcript from Business of Luxury in Africa. Looks super interesting.
Yeah, it's fascinating. This isn't just about like five-star hotels or whatever. It's like a whole different way of thinking about luxury travel. It's really changing things up.
Okay, I see that. So the transcript talks about how Africa's becoming like the place to go for, you know, travelers who are looking for something really special. And there's all this growth happening, right? Like tons of new resorts, lodges, boutique hotels. But what's causing this?
I think it's a shift from just finding a place to sleep to wanting a really carefully designed experience, something you'll remember forever. Like we're talking about things like custom-made safaris, eco-friendly luxury, those small boutique hotels, stuff that feels really luxurious, but also like really meaningful.
Right, like the Singida Serengeti House in Tanzania.
Yeah.
They talked about that in the transcript. Having your own chefs, going on private safaris, and all within the Serengeti. It sounds amazing. But is this kind of super high-end luxury even possible for most people? Or is it just for the super rich?
That's a good question. Yeah, places like Singida are definitely for a certain type of traveler. But there's also a growing movement to make sustainable luxury.
Right.
More affordable, you know, so more people can experience it. Like, take sanctuary retreats. They do these really personalized safaris in Kenya and Tanzania. But they're also really focused on working with the local communities and on protecting the environment.
Yeah.
Which I think makes them appeal to a wider range of people.
So it's not just about how fancy it is. It's also about the values behind it.
Exactly. And that kind of leads us to eco-resorts, which is where luxury meets being environmentally conscious. The transcript had some cool examples of how these places are mixing luxury with sustainability.
Oh, yeah. Giraffe Manor in Kenya. I mean, come on. How often do you get to feed endangered giraffes while you're having breakfast? But aside from that, what really makes these eco-resorts stand out?
It's their dedication to being sustainable in every way. Like the Zuri Zanzibar in Tanzania. They use solar power. They collect rainwater. They use materials that are sourced locally. But it goes further than that. They also empower local communities by supporting local craftspeople and businesses.
Okay, so it's not just about checking off boxes. It's about making sustainability a core part of the whole experience. But is all this eco-friendliness just marketing? Or are these resorts really practicing what they preach?
That's a really valid question. Yeah, there's definitely some greenwashing out there. But lots of these places are making real efforts to be sustainable, to minimize their impact on the environment, and to make a positive difference in the community. I think the key thing is transparency. People who travel a lot are getting smarter. They're looking beyond just slogans and marketing stuff. They want proof that these places are actually sustainable.
Yeah, that makes sense. So speaking of unique experiences, the transcript mentioned boutique hotels becoming more popular in Africa. What makes them different from the big hotel chains?
It's the personal touch, the feeling of intimacy. Like the silo in Cape Town. It's this old grain silo that they converted into a super luxurious hotel with amazing views of the city. And I think that transformation from industrial building to luxury space says a lot about how innovative African luxury is becoming.
Yeah, it's like they're taking something old and making it new again.
Yeah.
But with a modern twist.
Exactly. And then you have the Royal Mansour in Marrakech, which shows a totally different kind of luxury. One that's rooted in Moroccan tradition and opulence. It's not just a place to stay. It's like a journey into Moroccan culture.
Sounds incredible. But honestly, what I found most interesting in the transcript, even more than the luxurious places themselves, was this focus on deeper, more immersive experiences. It's like African luxury hospitality is going beyond the usual touristy stuff.
Yeah.
And offering something way more meaningful.
Yeah, I think you're right. There's a definite shift towards cultural immersion, with hotels and resorts going all out to connect travelers with the heart of Africa.
Yeah, like the Olermar Kempinski in Kenya. They give guests the chance to interact with Maasai communities. It's not just about observing from a distance. It's about actually experiencing a different way of life. But how do we make sure these cultural interactions are respectful and that they benefit both the guests and the local communities?
That's such an important thing to consider. It's about going beyond superficial encounters and fostering a genuine exchange of cultures. The cultural tours at Bujumbura Palace in Burundi are a good example. Guests learn about the country's history, and they even get to participate in local workshops. So it promotes a deeper understanding of the place they're visiting.
So it's about creating a real connection, not just checking off things on a sightseeing list.
Exactly. And this focus on deeper experiences extends to wellness tourism, too, which is really booming in Africa.
Yeah, the transcript talked about Royal Livingstone in Zambia. Imagine combining traditional healing practices with modern wellness techniques, all while overlooking Victoria Falls. But is this just a trend, or is there something more significant to this fusion of ancient and modern practices?
I think it reflects this growing desire for holistic well-being. And Africa is in a perfect position to meet that need. It has these incredibly peaceful environments and this rich history of healing traditions.
It's like they're tapping into something ancient and powerful, but making it relevant for today's world.
Exactly. And that brings us back to sustainability, which the transcript highlights as a core value in African luxury hospitality.
Yeah, it seems like sustainability is woven into every aspect of this new wave of luxury, from the eco-friendly designs of the resorts to the focus on supporting local communities.
Definitely. Sustainability is not a trend anymore. It's an expectation. Like take Sossusvlei Desert Lodge in Namibia. They made a real commitment to minimizing their impact on the environment through solar power, collecting rainwater, and reducing waste.
Wow, that's impressive. But are those practices actually financially sustainable in the long run? Or is it more about branding and looking good?
That's the big question, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some sustainable practices might cost more up front, but a lot of them actually save money and make things more efficient in the long run. Plus, more and more travelers are willing to pay extra for sustainable experiences.
So it's not just about doing the right thing. It's also becoming a smart business strategy.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the environment either. Supporting local communities is really important too. The transcript talked about how a lot of these luxury places partner with local organizations to create jobs and to promote local artists and conservation efforts.
So it sounds like luxury tourism is becoming a positive force in these communities, but how do we make sure the benefits are shared fairly and that these communities aren't being exploited?
That's a really crucial point. It's about going beyond just small gestures and creating partnerships that really empower local communities and ensure their well-being in the long term.
So creating a win-win situation
Yeah.
where both the luxury industry and the local communities thrive.
Exactly. And that leads us to the expanding markets and opportunities within Africa's luxury hospitality sector. The transcript mentioned the growing African middle class and their increasing demand for luxury travel experiences.
Oh, interesting. So it's not just about attracting international travelers. It's also about catering to a growing market within Africa itself.
Right. And then, of course, there's the international appeal, which is attracting wealthy individuals from all over the world. It's becoming a truly global phenomenon.
Yeah, it seems like African luxury hospitality is really capturing the world's attention, and for good reason. But what's the secret ingredient? What's driving this global fascination?
I think it's this unique combination of natural beauty, rich cultural heritage, and a deep commitment to sustainability. Africa offers something different, something authentic, something that really resonates with travelers who are looking for more than just the typical tourist experience.
It's like they're offering a glimpse into a different world, a world that's both luxurious and meaningful.
Exactly. And the transcript highlighted some platforms that are playing a key role in supporting and promoting African luxury brands.
Like Luxury Media Africa, the Africa Luxury Network Chamber of Commerce and Industries, and Luxury Exclusives. What are they doing to shape this evolving landscape?
They're creating a vital network, connecting these brands with a global audience, offering opportunities for growth and exposure, and really shaping the future of African luxury.
Okay, so they're not just promoting individual brands. They're championing the whole concept of African luxury.
Exactly. They're creating a unified message, a shared identity. That sets African luxury apart on the global stage.
It's like they're telling a story that's both captivating and inspiring. What really caught my eye was the certificate of authenticity from the Africa Luxury Network Chamber of Commerce and Industries. How does that initiative fit into the bigger picture?
Oh, that's a great way to promote authenticity and to ensure that the growth of this sector actually benefits Africa. It's like a seal of approval, guaranteeing that the brand upholds the values and standards of genuine African luxury.
So it's a way for travelers to know.
Yeah.
They're supporting brands that are truly committed to Africa and its people.
Exactly. And it's not just about certificates either. Luxury Exclusives goes a step further with its Royal Exclusives e-commerce platform. It's like a curated marketplace for certified African luxury brands, connecting them directly with a global audience.
That's amazing. It's like they're opening up a whole new world of possibilities for these brands.
Exactly. And their digital magazine is another great way to share their stories and reach more people.
It's really cool to see how these platforms are not only promoting brands, but also building a sense of community within the African luxury sector.
Absolutely. And their Wine and Connect events are another example of that. They're all about fostering connections and facilitating meaningful conversations about business.
So it's about building a strong network, encouraging the sharing of knowledge, and creating an environment where African luxury brands can thrive.
Precisely. And ultimately, it's about sharing the incredible experiences that Africa has to offer with the rest of the world. It's about showcasing a different kind of luxury, one that's rooted in authenticity, connection, and purpose.
It's clear that African luxury hospitality is so much more than just fancy hotels and resorts. It's a movement, a celebration of Africa's rich heritage and natural beauty, a commitment to sustainability, and a testament to the power of human connection.
It's a story that's just beginning to unfold, and I think it has the potential to reshape the global luxury landscape.
It's fascinating to see how this sector is evolving and the impact it's having, not just on the tourism industry, but also on the communities and the environment.
It's an inspiring story, and one that I think will continue to captivate and amaze us for years to come. Yeah, it's amazing how African luxury hospitality is kind of changing how we think about luxury, you know. But it's not just the big picture, right? There are all these individual stories, like within this whole movement, that are so inspiring.
You're totally right. The transcript touched on a few, but I'm really curious to learn more about the people behind these experiences. You know, the architects, the people running the hotels, the entrepreneurs, like they're the ones driving this whole evolution of African luxury. What are their stories? What inspires them?
Oh, absolutely. Understanding the human side of things is so important to really getting what this movement is all about.
Yeah.
It would be awesome to like dive into profiles of these people to hear about their journeys, what they envision, and the challenges they've had to overcome.
Right. Imagine hearing from the person who started Giraffe Manor or the architect who designed the silo. Those personal stories would just add so much depth and richness. But do you think there are any like common threads that connect these people? Like what drives them to create these incredible experiences?
I think it's a deep love for Africa, wanting to show the world how beautiful and full of potential it is, and a commitment to creating something that's more than just surface level. You know, something that has a good impact on the environment and the people they work with.
So it's not just about building beautiful hotels. It's about building a legacy that celebrates Africa and helps shape its future.
Yeah, exactly. And it'd be just as interesting to hear from the people working behind the scenes, too.
Yeah.
You know, the local artisans, community leaders, and conservationists who are all part of this whole ecosystem of sustainable luxury. Their voices are super important in this story as well.
It's like this tapestry of interconnected stories, each one adding to the overall beauty and impact. And it's a story that's still being written. What do you think the future holds for African luxury hospitality? How will it keep evolving?
That's the most exciting part. There's so much room for growth and innovation. As technology keeps developing, I think we'll see it shaping the guest experience in totally new and amazing ways.
Like, are we talking virtual reality experiences that transport guests to different parts of the continent? Or maybe augmented reality tours that bring historical sites to life?
Oh, that's just the beginning. Imagine personalized wellness experiences that are tailored to your specific needs using AI and data. Or these super immersive food journeys that blend cutting-edge technology with traditional African flavors. The possibilities are really endless.
But with all this innovation, how do we make sure sustainability stays at the core? It's easy to get caught up in all the exciting new technology, but we can't forget about protecting the environment and empowering communities.
You're absolutely right. Technology should be a tool to enhance sustainability, not hurt it. For example, AI could be used to optimize how much energy hotels use or to create more efficient waste management systems.
And what about the role of local communities in shaping the future of this sector? How do we make sure they're not just benefiting passively, but are actually active participants in how luxury evolves?
That's a really crucial point. It's about going beyond simply providing jobs and actually creating platforms for real collaboration and co-creation. Imagine local communities taking the lead in developing and running luxury experiences that showcase their own unique culture and heritage.
That's an awesome vision. It's about changing who has the power and recognizing the incredible knowledge and expertise that local communities bring to the table.
Exactly. And this ties into Africa's potential to become a leader in the global luxury market. With its unique offerings and commitment to sustainability, Africa has this incredible opportunity to redefine what luxury means on a global scale.
So it's not just about catching up to the rest of the world. It's about setting a new standard, one that's all about authenticity, sustainability, and cultural immersion.
Precisely. It's about showcasing a different kind of luxury, one that aligns with what a new generation of travelers wants, experiences that are not only luxurious, but also meaningful and impactful.
But let's be real, there are challenges ahead, right? The transcript briefly mentioned the growing middle class and international appeal, but what are the obstacles that need to be addressed for this sector to keep growing and succeeding?
You're right, that's an important question. While the future looks promising, there are definitely hurdles to overcome. Infrastructure is a big one in many parts of Africa. Not having enough good roads, airports, and transportation networks can make it hard to get to some of the most remote and beautiful destinations, which makes developing sustainable tourism in those areas pretty tough.
And then there's political instability and security concerns in certain regions, which can scare away both investors and tourists. How can the industry deal with these complex challenges?
It'll take a multi-pronged approach, for sure. Collaboration between governments, NGOs, and private businesses is key to tackling these issues. Investing in infrastructure, promoting peace and stability, and implementing responsible tourism practices that benefit local communities are all essential pieces of the puzzle.
And what about the issue of skilled labor? Developing a workforce that can meet the demands of the luxury hospitality sector is crucial for long-term sustainability. How can we ensure that local communities have access to the training and education they need to thrive in this industry?
Investment in education and training programs is essential. Creating partnerships with vocational schools, offering apprenticeships, and supporting initiatives that empower young people to pursue careers in hospitality are all crucial steps. And it's not just about technical skills either. It's also about fostering a culture of excellence, professionalism, and a genuine passion for hospitality.
Right. And we can't forget about marketing and branding. How do we effectively communicate what makes African luxury so unique to a global audience that might still have outdated perceptions of the continent?
That's where storytelling is so powerful. We need to go beyond those generic marketing campaigns and showcase the real stories of the people, the places, and the experiences that make African luxury so special. Platforms like Luxury Media Africa and Luxury Exclusives are doing a great job of amplifying these stories, but we need more voices to join in.
So it's about changing the narrative, showing a more nuanced and authentic side of Africa, and inviting the world to experience its magic firsthand.
Exactly. It's about showcasing the soul of Africa, the warmth of its people, the richness of its cultures, and the unbelievable beauty of its landscapes. It's about capturing the essence of what makes African luxury so special.
And even though there are challenges to address, the opportunities are so much bigger. This is a sector bursting with potential, driven by passion and innovation, and ready to make a real impact on a global scale. But before we get too lost in the big picture, I want to come back to something you mentioned earlier about the human element. The transcript didn't go into detail about the specific stories of the people creating these incredible experiences. Do you have any more information or anecdotes that could give us insight into their journeys and motivations?
I do actually have a couple of stories that might be interesting. I recently saw an interview with the founder of a luxury safari lodge in Botswana. He was so passionate about creating an experience that not only showcased the beauty of the Okavango Delta, but also empowered the local community.
That's wonderful. What kind of things did he do to make that happen?
He set up a training program for young people from the villages nearby, teaching them skills for the hospitality industry and offering them jobs at the lodge. He also partnered with local artisans so they could sell their crafts in the lodge's shop, giving them a way to reach a much wider market.
It's so inspiring to see how he's using his business to have a ripple effect that benefits the whole community. Do you have any other stories that show this commitment to empowering local communities?
I also read about a woman who started a company that makes sustainable luxury skincare products using ingredients native to Africa. She talked about how important it is to preserve traditional knowledge and empower women through her business.
It's incredible how these people are not only creating successful businesses, but also making a real difference in other people's lives. Their stories are a testament to how powerful entrepreneurship can be and how African luxury can be a force for good.
And it's not just the well-known names either. There are so many stories of local guides, chefs, and hotel staff who are going above and beyond to create amazing experiences for guests, sharing their knowledge and showcasing the best of what African hospitality is all about.
Yeah, those personal connections are what truly elevate travel. They make lasting memories and create a deeper appreciation for the place you're visiting. It's those human touches, that genuine warmth and generosity that's so typical of African culture, that make these experiences so special.
Exactly. It's about that human touch, that warmth and generosity that's just part of African culture. It's about creating an experience that really moves you, that stays with you long after you've gone home.
And that brings us back to the heart of what makes African luxury hospitality so unique. It's not just about being fancy or extravagant. It's about authenticity, connection, and purpose.
It's about celebrating Africa's amazing cultural heritage, protecting its natural wonders, and empowering its people.
It's a movement that's shaping the future of luxury travel, and I can't wait to see where it goes from here.
Me too. It's such an exciting time to be a part of this movement, and I'm sure African luxury hospitality will keep surprising and inspiring us for many years to come.
You know, it's really amazing to think about how just taking a trip can have this ripple effect, you know, like it affects communities and even changes how we think about what luxury even means. This whole deep dive has shown how much power we have as consumers to make a real difference.
It really is. It's about being intentional with how we spend our money.
Yeah.
You know, like choosing to support businesses that are not only offering incredible experiences, but are also committed to sustainability and ethical practices.
Yeah, and it goes beyond just money too, right? It's about sharing our experiences and encouraging other people to travel responsibly.
Absolutely. Social media can be huge for that. Sharing real stories and photos can inspire other people to be more mindful about their travel choices and support businesses that are doing things the right way.
It's like we become advocates for this new way of thinking about luxury, showing people that you can have amazing experiences while still making a positive impact. But it's not just about praising the good stuff, is it? We also need to hold businesses accountable and make sure they're actually doing what they say they are.
I totally agree. Transparency is so important. Travelers are getting smarter. You know, they're asking for more information about sustainability and ethical practices. They want to know where their money's going and what impact it's having.
It's like we're not just blindly trusting anymore. We're demanding more from the companies we support. And it seems like businesses are starting to get it right. Like they're responding to this change in what consumers care about.
Yeah, definitely. We're seeing way more companies adopting sustainable practices. And not just because it's the right thing to do, but because it's good for business too.
So it's a win-win all around. Consumers get those authentic and meaningful experiences they're looking for. Businesses get loyal customers and a good reputation. And the planet benefits from responsible tourism.
Exactly. It's like this perfect cycle of sustainability. And it's something we can all be part of, you know, whether we're travelers, business owners, or just conscious consumers. We all have a role to play in shaping the future of luxury.
This deep dive has been so eye-opening. It's really shown me how African luxury hospitality can be so much more than just an industry for economic growth. It's a movement for positive change, you know? Like, it's redefining luxury in a way that embraces sustainability, cultural immersion, and real human connection.
Yeah, it's really inspiring to see how it's evolving and how it's influencing the whole landscape of luxury around the world.
So as we wrap up, I want to leave you with this. What about African luxury hospitality intrigues you the most? Is it the amazing wildlife, the rich culture, the commitment to sustainability, or maybe the inspiring stories of the people behind it all?
I'd encourage you to explore more, to discover this world for yourself, and see the incredible things that await you. If you're looking for more information about the brands and experiences that are shaping the future of African luxury, you can head over to www.luxuryexclusives.com.
And remember, your choices matter. By supporting businesses that align with your values, you can be part of this movement and help create a more sustainable and equitable future for everyone.
Thanks for joining us on this journey. Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.
See you next time.